Okay. All right. First thing I want to begin with is very end of Shir yesterday, we saw the Tosus in the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says that, Gemara quotes that Brisa, the Rabbi Gamliel gave Rishus to Rabbi Akiva to say a bracha. And many of the Rishonim are bothered by Tosus of Tamir Ben Yoina, B'Shem the Chachmin Lunil, that they asked the Riva, Mipan Poira, Miri. Many Rishonim, Tosus, Tamir Ben Yoina, B'Shem the Chachmin Lunil, that asked the Riva, Mipan Poira, Tan Poira, and the Miri. They all ask, I mean, what's going on here? We have a famous klal, Ein Mezamna Ala Peiris. Where's that daf and shas? Chulin, kuvavim, and aleph. So I don't understand what was going on. What was he giving him permission to leave the zimun for? It was peiris. Right? That was the kasha. So what did Tosos say, and the Tezabu Chassid and Rashba? They all give the same answer. The first piece in the Rashba we saw this morning, that in a chanami, that klal is not right according to Gamliel. Mizamnan ala peiris. Rabbi Gamliel holds you do zimun on the peiris. And therefore, Lishitasu, we asked him to go ahead and lead everyone. And when we say Mizam al Paris, that's according to the Chachamim. Chachamim hold Lamaisa that you say Brachach is main Shalosh. But you don't do any Zimun. But Rabbi Kiva, and therefore Rabbi Kiva said, he said the Bracha main Shalosh said it himself. He didn't lead a Zimun because he holds in Mizam al Paris if the Bracha is main Shalosh. And that's Rabbi Kiva's Shita. Yes? That was the Shita of who? That was the sheet of Tisus, the Rashba, Rabbi Yudah Chassid. That was the Pashup Shad. However, we gave a second teretz. The Rashba quotes B'Shem the Ravid the following. Rashba quotes B'Shem the Ravid the following Chiddush. That he makes a totally new kimta, and that is, Sam, that you have a date meal, but it's a suda of pas. It's in the context of a bread meal. And the loss in the Rashboya is that just like you're chayiv and zimun on the pas, you're also chayiv, lamais, and zimun on the peiris. And he quotes the Gemara later on the malach, that if you have wine brought at the end of the meal, according to certain shittas of Tanaim, you say alayayin, vapriyagayin, and then you bench on the rest of the meal. So you're going to say basically two brach achronas. This is what the Rashba quotes B'Shem the Ravid. And the way it concludes is the following, is that the Ravid was Mechadesh, that when Rabbi Gamliel gave Rabbi Kiva the Rishus to say the Bracha, he thought he was going to end up saying what? Birkas HaMazon, because what is Rabbi Gamliel's Shita? You say Birkas HaMazon on the dates, you also say Birkas HaMazon on the bread. You're not going to bench twice. So Rabbi Gamliel was expecting him to what? To bench, to recover both. And lo and behold, Rabbi Kiva goes in and says what? Brachachas main shalosh. And that's exactly how the Rashba was in the Ravid is Mazbid the Gemara. Okay? That's how he's Mazbid the Gemara. And it comes out, Lamaisa, that this is a completely different shot than Tisus. This is the way the Ravid touches up the Gemara. And the example on Mebez and Bez is that wine, after the Mazon, one person says a brachal kulum. Because on wine, even though B'der HaKlal Eim is Amna love, but Lamaisa, Kamoche B'Peiris, Shabo, Lachra Mazon, Echem Barach L'Kulam, Gamal HaPeiris. And therefore, Lamaisa, there would be a Bracha Achrona for that last part, and also be Birkas HaMazon. That's how the Ravid is Mazbid with the Gemara. And therefore, the Kasha of the Rishonim is answered. Because what was the Kasha of Rishonim? Eim is Amna L'Peiris. So what was Rabbi Gamliel thinking? Rabbi Gamliel wasn't thinking anything. He was thinking, just bench for me. It's a bread meal. So that answers that kasha very well. Okay, is that clear? That's the second answer. That's the Ravid. Third answer, number three. The Miri quotes, B'Shem Yesh Beforshim. I said Yesh Betartsin. It's B'Shem Yesh Beforshim. And I want to thank Jacob for clarifying this because I said it over wrong yesterday. The Yesh Beforshim says the following. What does Ein Mizamnan Ala Peiris mean? It just means, Lamaisa, there's no chiyuv, Lamaisa, basically for a person, one, to wait for two, kedei lezamein, and the mezamein doesn't say nevarach, and the other people don't answer baruch hu ruach shemo. But Lamaisa, one guy can say a bracha, and other people are can be yotzi with his bracha, and that applies also by peiris Lamaisa. And that's what it means. Ein mezamnen ala peiris means there's no chiyuv for one guy to wait for another kedei lezamein. And therefore, the mezamein doesn't say nevarach, a brach shachanu mishalo, and the people answer baruch, you know, baruch shachanu mishalo tachinu. That doesn't exist by peiris. That's all it means. But the fact that one guy can say a brach on behalf of the other one else, for sure that can be done. So therefore, don't ask me akasha, ein mezamnen ala peiris. Ein mezamnen ala peiris, we thought in akasha was that you can't what? Can't have a zimun for the peiris, and therefore one guy can't be most the other people in the bracha achronah on peiris. The Torah says that's totally wrong. One guy, good to see you, Gavriel. One guy can be what? One guy can be motzi the other guys, no problem. The only thing is there's no chiv and there's no nusach of what? Of, you know, baruch nevarach shachan mishlo and baruch shachan mishlo. There's no nusach of. That's all ein mezam ala peiris mean. But it didn't mean that one guy can't be motzi other people in the brach. Of course it's good. And therefore, the whole kasha doesn't start with ein mezam ala peiris. Yes, Akiva. There's no chiyuv for one guy to wait for two to do a zuma together, and there's no nusach of a framework of nebarach shachanu mishalov tachinu. But if there are three of them, one guy can say the bracha achrona on behalf of the other two. One guy can, and that's exactly what was enacted. Okay, and that's exactly what was done. So that's the third answer to answer that kasha. Please give the Meiri B'Shem Yesh Meforshim. And again, that's the clarification. The way I said it over wrong was... The way I said over yesterday was wrong about one guy leaving. What we learned post Pesach had nothing to do with that. It has to do with Lamaisa no chiv to do zimun. There's no framework of zimun saying Rosh Hashanah. But one guy can't be motzi the other people. And that's what Rav Gamliel was asking Bekiva. He was mechaber Bekiva to say it on behalf of everyone. Okay. And then there's the last answer I want you to get on that, and that was the Mukia Griv, and that was in the Yaakov Beforshim. I want to thank Nate for pointing it out. Lamaisa was in the Yaakov Beforshim. There are two Nimuke HaGrivs, one under the Marsha and one in the Yaakov Meforshim. Nimuke HaGriv. The Nimuke HaGriv gives a fourth answer, and he quotes the Mordechai in the Ramazim. Where was the Mordechai? I gave it to you. This is the seventh Perek, Remez Kufnun Hei. He quotes the Rav Yoav B'Shem Rav Haigon. That says, very interestingly, he says, on the Shivas Aminim, you must do Zimun. Amazing Shita. On the Shivas Aminim, you must do Zimun. They quote B'Shem Rav Yoav B'Shem Rav Haigon. Rav Yoav B'Shem Rav Haigon. So if you say like that, the whole kasha doesn't start. Tos is so bothered by, oh, what are you talking about Zimun for? Ein mezamnen ala peiris. What are you talking about? Ein mezamnen ala peiris means peaches and oranges. But the Shivas HaMinim, you do a Zimun. So the whole kasha Tosis doesn't start. Okay? So everyone got that clear? Those are four answers to Tosis kasha. You want me to say them over again? Let's say it over again. Tosis kasha was, what on earth is going on here? Why on earth is Rav Gamliel asking Rabbi Kiva to lead us in the, you know, Paris, Zimun on Paris? Emes Amin al Paris. What daf and Shas? Chulun what daf? Kufav and Aleph, Rav and Beis. Can't hear you. Kufav and Aleph. So how do you do that? How do you get out of that? Good to see you, Noah. So how do you get out of that kasha? So one Teretz of Taisis, Rav Gamliel says, you're wrong. It is Emes Amin al Paris. That's Taisis, right? Rabbi Yudah Chassid said that. What's the second Teretz? Second Teretz is what? The Yesh Meforshim, the Miri, that what? I'm sorry, before that second Teretz. Second Teretz is the Rashi B'Shem, the Ravid, that made it in Ukipta, said it was a bread meal. And just like there's a Zimun on Paris, there's also a what? Just like there's a Zimun on bread, there's a Zimun on Paris. And we're going like that Shita, that if you have a dessert, you say a Bracha Achrona on the dessert, and what else? And then you bench on the rest of the food. It happens to be, Rav Gamliel says, Birkat Zavazah would be for both, yes? So therefore, you're not going to bench twice. So therefore, Rav Gamliel was expecting Rabbi Kiva to bench on behalf of everyone. And Rabbi Kiva opens up and starts saying, Brach Achas Men Shalosh. Right? You follow me? So therefore, it comes out, Lamaisa, a very beautiful beautiful answer. And he was taken aback by it. He said, you should have just benched. But that answers the kasha. Because what was his kasha? Amazon al Paris. It's not a problem, Lamaisa. Because why? Kemosh Yesh is like a Gilgal. You know what a Gilgal is? You know what a Gilgal Shu is? You know what Gilgal Shvu is? Gemara in Sota, Chavav, and Beis? You can't take a shvu on karka. Let's say someone comes and says, Rebbe, I owe you $100. I say, okay, Sam, I owe you $50. Motiv mixes chayv a shvu if Sam says, Rebbe, you owe me $100. I only owe you $50. Motiv mixes chayv a shvu, right? Okay. Now I'm chayv a shvu on that $50. And then there's an apartment building we've been fighting about. That it's mine. You say it's yours. You can never make me take a shvua. Ain't shvua na karkos. It's a klal. But since you got me on what? Motiv nixus to chayv one shvua, I can megagal another shvua what? on that. You following? That's the principle of Gilgal Shua. Comes from Sotah. The woman makes a Shua. If a man's married a woman, he can't wake up one day and make her take a Shua that she never was Mazana. But once I have her with Kinu and Stira, if the husband has the wife on Kinu and Stira, he makes her take a Shua. So once you get on that, you make her take a Shua. She never was Mazana with any man after the Arison. But normally you can't do that. That's called Gilgal Shua. You got that? It says in the Chumash, Amrisha Amen, Amen. Why did it say Amen twice in Nasr? Gilgal Shua. So in the same vein, the Rashba quotes the Raiva that says, just like there's a Zimun on bread, there's a Zimun on Peiris. In a vacuum, meaning on its own, there would be a Mezamin on a Peiris. But that's how he gets out of it. You follow me? Because it was a case of a Sudas Pas, and you haven't established Zimun by the bread, I say, Kishem's like the Zimun on the bread, the Zimun on the Peiris. That's the mashal I'm giving by the Gilgal Shua. Okay? And that's the Chiddush he wants to say. You got me? Get this down. That's the second answer. What's the third answer? Miri b'shem yesh b'forshim. Not yesh b'tarch, yesh b'forshim. What was his answer? And Jacob said it very nicely. What we said over yesterday was wrong. What was the pshat? The pshat was, is that what? Ein mezamna la peiris, which is no chiv to do a zimun with peiris. And there is no concept of a framework of, you know, nevarach shachan mishlo, baruch shachan mishlo. What it means is that if one guy wants to be motzi the other guy in peiris, because they're, hey, no problem. He can be motzi with the bracha. And that's exactly what he is asking him to do. Imazam on Paris just means you don't have to do a zimun on Paris. There's no chiyuv. And you don't do the fancy lashon of Nevarach Shachan Mishlo. You know, Rabbi Sinev Rech, Rosh Chanukah. You don't do that. But if one guy wants to say a bracha achrona for the other guys, no, because hey, go ahead and do it. And that's what Gamliel is asking him to keep it. I mean, you have a wrong understanding of Imazam on Paris. You got that? That's the third answer. What's the fourth answer? Who's the fourth answer? The Mukia Griv B'Shem who? Shem Rav Yo, B'Shem who? Rav Haigon says an amazing thing. There is zimun on the Shiva Samid. There is zimun on the Shivas Amin. Dates, figs. When we say mezamna laperis and chulin kufav amarav, it's about peaches and oranges. Yes? There it says ein mezamna laperis. But here it was dates. So the whole kasha doesn't start as well. Please get that. Beginning of shir, the fourth day roots, and once you get chlor. You got that? And I thank Nate for asking me to say it over. We got that chlor now? You remember you asked me to say it over, the fourth day roots. Clear? Okay. Go ahead. What do you say, Akiva?
Can we say it's
you do not have to. That's the Chiddush. That's what I'm saying. But if one guy would say bracha on the other guys, that would be good. That is the answer.
Well, that's a general din. That's not just over. That's just not one answer.
Well, we don't brain of fashas. We don't say that. Each guy should say his own brain of fashas. Unless a guy doesn't know how to dive, unless a guy doesn't know how to Hebrew. But here we're saying you can do that if you want. And that's exactly what Rabbi Kiva, what Ramulio was asking Rabbi Kiva to do. Okay, everyone got that? Fine. That's the first stickle. Number two now. Let's go, guys. Let's get everything clear. Okay? Tosfos, in that same Tosfos in the bottom, gave a beautiful answer about this revolving door, Lamaisa. And every time a guy's going to bench, obviously Tosfos is assuming, we pointed this out in Shir yesterday. If you guys miss Shir, I want you to listen to the tape. Whenever you miss Shir, you listen to the tape. We point out in Shir yesterday, there's different, you know, Minhagim and Shabru quotes when you should do Kosho Bracha. It's clear from Tosfos that he was saying even an individual that benches one should do his own Kosho Bracha. Remember I said that Mishnah Berurah quotes Shabbos and Yom Tov, so he quotes other minhag only when there's a Zimun. But you see from Tosfos, Tosfos held even individuals should do it. So Mimele, Frek Tosfos Akasha, Tosfos says, this will be a revolving door. This cycle never will end. The guy's going to say a bench, he has a coach, drink, and he says a gazaga again, and again, and again. Lamaisa. So Tosfos answers, he says, what does he say, Sam? What does he say, Sam? Yesh lomar, the heicha, the what, in shows a bikvi is, you drink a mole lugma from Gamliel is moded to what? What is Rav Gamliel moded to? Rav Gamliel is moded to that what? You'll say brach achas main sholosh. Excellent. And that'll get you out of what? Get you out of that revolving door because you don't ever do a kos on brach achas main sholosh. And Tosfos proves it in the end by saying, dim lo kein, you never would what? You never would have the brach achas main sholosh b'shum makom. B'shum makom. So, the way the Rishash understood that line of Tosfos, he meant B'shum Makom means ever. Corner of Galil, you never would say Brachas Mein Shalosh. We suggested, Noam suggested again in Seder this morning, that he was only talking about Brachas Mein Shalosh vis-a-vis wine. But as I think Jacob said in Seder, the word B'shum Makom is mashma what? Mashma ever, right? That's what it seems to say. That's at least the way the Rishash understood it, like Jacob's saying. But I like what Noam's saying, and we actually brought it up yesterday too, that maybe Tosfos only meant vis-a-vis wine. Nonetheless, the Rosh Hashanah understood the Tosfos the way he understood it, and therefore asked two kashas. Get them down. The first kasha Rosh Hashanah asked, and Mem Lamed was Mishkachasle, sometimes it takes a day to figure it out, and it took me a day to figure it out correctly. He said, I don't understand something. If he says, my pshat and tais is that you never, Rav Galil is never going to say brachas min shalosh. That's nuts. Why is that nuts? Because if you look on Lamed Zayin and Beis, the end of that big brisa, it says, kol shena lo l'shivas aminim, lo min dagon, is kegon poros, kegon oriz v'dokon, Rav Galil omer brachas min shalosh. Right? It says you say brachas min shalosh, and l'maisa, the chum say v'omer blo klum. So it must be, what do you mean? Taisus, it's Beferish and the Brisa says brachas mentions. What is Taisus talking about? That's one kasha Rosh Hashanah says. It's Beferish and the Brisa that he says the brachas main shalosh. That was the example given. Pas orz pas dogan. Something's not shivus a min, not min dogan. Now you say brachas main shalosh. Rogan really has it. What do you mean? Never going to say b'shul makom. You got that, Noah?
Can we repeat that one more time?
Yeah. In other words, how can you tell me that Rogan never says b'shul makom the bracha of brachas main shalosh? On the brisa, the end of that big brisa, turning on the lamed zayin base, the last line of the brisa says, "Kol sheinu meshuvas aminim lo min dagon kol pasul rozach ragam milam brachas min shalosh." Kerman lo klum says he says brachas min shalosh. That's number one kasha. Number two kasha is, what was the Gemara's kasha when it tries to say that big long brisa? If it's a corner of Gamliel, we got to steer it. Why? Because what does it say in the Sefer Derasha? When the bread pieces are not kayamas, what's the din? You say a bracha of what? Bray minim is onos, and you say a bracha achas min shalosh. Yes? How does that square with what? If Rav Gamliel says on dates and dice of benching, how much more so should you say on a piece of bread that was became cut up, you should bench? Remember that's how the Gemara said? Yes? You know what it, and therefore the Gemara says it can't be Rav Gamliel, Sam. Who does it? Who is it? It's a Rabbanan. You with me, Gabriel? What do you mean? What kind of kash is that? I could easily answer it, says the Rosh Hashanah, based on what Taisa said. That anytime what? Anytime you don't what? You don't do something bikvias, you're not going to say benching. You're not going to say shalosh brachos when you don't do it bikvias. When you don't drink bikvias, you're not going to bench. When you don't eat bikvias, you're not going to say benching. You're going to say brachos min shalosh. That's Taisa's chiddush. Also, when you eat shalobik v'yis. So when you eat shalobik v'yis, that would have been a bracha, that would have been a beautiful answer. And the brisa could have been Rav Gamliel. The Rosh Hashanah leaves those as two kashas on Taisus. Yeah, the second kashas, the Gemara asked the steer within Rav Gamliel, yes? So it said it couldn't be Rav Gamliel. You know, Akiva, the Gemara could have given an easy answer, that you didn't eat a v'yis. If you didn't eat a v'yis, that's when you say brachas men shalosh. Utilize Taisus Svar, the Gemara could utilize Taisus Svar. And because of that kasha, Rosh Hashanah leaves it alone. You know, the Gemara would have had a great answer, Nate. And the Gemara could have kept it in Gamliel. Yesterday we had all pilpul with the slach, remember? Why the Gemara didn't keep it what? Within Gamliel. Remember we said that slach? That was a different pshat. That was a different ha'ara that he said. But we're saying, he's basically, Rosh Hashanah saying a different pshat. Why don't you keep it in Gamliel and give that answer? When you eat bikvias, you say three brachas. When you don't eat bikvias, it's brachas min shalosh. Right? This is the what? This is the Chiddush L'maisa. This is the Chiddush L'maisa that the Rosh Hashanah asks on Taisus. So if you say, like Noam and myself, that Taisus only talk about Yayin, both those kashas don't start. What was the first kasha? It says Pasor Zdochen. I never meant, it's never said. I just, Taisus just meant I never said it. You're going to say it on wine. So you're not going to ask for Pasor Zdochen. Yes? And the second kasha doesn't start. What was the second kasha talking about? Minim, shivas aminim, right? Pras, you know, the prusos, right? It wasn't talking about wine. So if you learn like Noam and ours and myself were learning, then Rosh Hashanah's two kashas really don't start. But I don't think we're right. Rosh Hashanah's smarter than me, at least. I don't know about Noam, but he's definitely smarter than me. So therefore, Lamaisa, it is possible to say that if you learn the pshat is, it's talking about Yayin, those two kashas Rosh Hashanah would not start. But I want you to know those kashas, okay? Which is a segue into the following. There is an itziv in the Merumei Sodom that states as follows. It is possible to suggest, he claims, says the Netziv, that maybe you could suggest the following. That maybe Tosfos, you with me, did not have the Girsa on Lamed Zayin and Mebeis. He did not have the tail end of that Brysa. He did not have the tail end of that Brysa. He didn't have it in the Girsa. He didn't have it in the Girsa. Now, I want you to get this clear, okay? Now, because we're talking about two different Tosfos here. We're talking about our Tosfos right now, yes? On the bottom of what? Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Is that correct? Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, Lamaisa Rishash was asking on. Is that correct? Yes? Okay. Now, the previous Tosfos, if you remember, Dimaskar Koses, quoted the Ri that at a Suffolk, what Bracha Achrona you should say on Koses Achita. Yes? And what did he say there? You remember? What did he say? Please get it. Now that we've learned the Gemara. He said maybe it's included in the cloud of Min Dagon Velo Asupas. Yes? Maybe it's included in the concept of Min Dagon Velo Asupas. Maybe Koses Achita is included in that phrase. You got what I'm saying? Yes? That's what Tosfos said. No, we all know that. Gavriel, right? Why the Netziv writes, he says, one second. That Tosfos Safek of the Ri, of what Bracha Achrona said, Koses Achita, and he said, maybe it's included in Kol Min Dagon Velo Asupas. Yeah? Maybe it's included in that. Right? Maybe it's included in that. It seems to be the fact that Tosfos only quoted that phrase. Kol Min Dagon Velo Asupas. He didn't have the next phrase. What's the next phrase? You guys tell me, what's the next phrase? She'ena lo min shivus min lo min dagon. Could go in pas v'oiris. Tosfos only brought up that. Yes? He didn't bring up the last phrase. So says the Netziv, Lamaisa, maybe it is possible that Tosfos, and I'm corroborating, yes, maybe Tosfos did not have what? Maybe Tosfos did not have that last line there.
Hard to say.
One second. Very hard to say. Because as we said in Seder, that line was needed for what? The Shaklamatari of the Gemara to give the answer. No. Lo kash harigamil harabonah. But I want you to what? I want you to get, we still got to say what the Netziv says. And therefore, turn to Memdalin Amud Aleph. What does it say in Memdalin Amud Aleph? Take a look. At Memdalin Amud Aleph, it says there that Rabbi Gamliel says you benched on all the shivas aminim. You see the fourth wide line? Before it gets wide, like the middle wide lines. Lama'ute koses achita. The Gemara says black on white that on koses achita you do not bench. You see that, Gemara? Rav Gamliel says you bench on all the shivas aminim. To exclude what case? Hakosis is achita. What is koses achita? Chewing it up. And you don't bench. You don't bench at all. What Bracha Achrona do you say? Could be Brena Fasos. Could be what? Main Sholos. But the bottom line is that if you look at Rabbi Kivager, you see Rabbi Kivager there? Look at Rabbi Kivager there on Mem Dal and Ralph. You see what he says? Lamut Yakos Achitim. Ayin Lel Amatzayin Ayin Tos Dimaska Kosis. Why is Tosfos have a suffix about this? Why is Tosfos have a suffix about it? Isn't it pretty clear from the Gemara? Probably that you totally excluded. And if you totally excluded, what's going to be if you totally excluded? Maybe the Gemara is hinting to what? Maybe a brain of fashos, Lamaisa. Maybe a brain of fashos. You certainly don't bench. You certainly don't bench. It has nothing to do with the bracha. So, Rabbi Kivager, why does Rabbi Kivager quote that Tosfos? Sometimes you got to figure out the kasha. Why does Rabbi Kivager quote that Tosfos in Dalamav? Because he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. Why does the Ri have a suffix? What comes up Bracha Achrona? Doesn't it say Beferish or Gamliel's motive by Kosis and Echita that it's not Bichlal Kol Shu Min Dagon? It's not included in Kol Shu Min Dagon. It's not included in Kol Shu Min Dagon. If it's not included in Kol Shu Min Dagon, it's pretty clear that what? You should say a brain of Fashos. No? It's not considered mindagon. Look at the price of back by us. It says kol mindagon also pass, right? But then the last category is kol shein alom mishuvis min lo mindagon. So that's what the Netziv writes here. The Netziv writes that lamaisa, the re-suffake, is a pellet to him because it should be clear that it's a brain of fascist like who? What did Rabbeinu Tam say on Lamed Zayin Amar? What did Tais say on Lamed Zayin Amar? According to Rabbeinu Tam. What brach achrona do you say on Kosei Achita? You guys tell me. Brain of fascist. He's saying Rabbeinu Tam's absolutely right from a Gemara. How could the re have a suffix about it? It's not Bechlau Kol Shum Min Dagan. That's what the Kivagers are there in them Talim. And then he says, Ibra, Taisus is Mashma, in the end of Tos Dermaskan Nasan, the Lo Goris lay. That he was not Gorisit, Lamaisa. It's true, Taisus was not Goris, this line here, Lamaisa. So Taisus is not Goris, this line.
Isn't the whole that line?
Yes, that was my difficulty. I know, we're still saying what the Netziv saying. Okay? We're still saying what the Netziv saying. The Gemara must have what? The Gemara must have known, Lamaisa. The Gemara must have known, Lamaisa, what the answer is. But it's very difficult not to have that line. But what I'm just pointing out to you is that the previous Taisak Kaisis did not have the line of what? The previous line of Taisis did not have the line of what? Did not have the line of... must have not had a line of these two Tosa must not have had a line of Kol Shenu Zid Por Pas Oris V'Dokshan. Rabbi Gamliel Brach Achaz Min Shalosh Chamrim of Lo Klum. And number two is that the Tosfos Lamaisa, the Re, I want you to get down, is a Pella that he has a Suffolk when the Gemara seems to say Akaisis Achita is Beferish what? Is not what? It's not called Mindogam. It's Beferish that's not called Mindogam from that Gemara. So how does the Risho and the Re have a Suffolk about that? So in other words, you know, the Netziv is pointing out that Lamaisa, the Taisus didn't have the very, very end, Lamaisa of that Brisa, and the Taisus earlier is Bichlau Pella, because it says, it's not Bichlau Mindagan. So what are you mistopic about? Remember what Taisus said? Oh, maybe it's included in under what? Maybe it's included in the Klal of Kol Shum Mindagan Loso Pas. How can it be included in Kol Mindagan Loso Pas? It says Beferish in the Gemara Mendalit that it's not included in Mindogan. How is he mistopping on that? And moreover, the next Taisus, the Netziv writes, Ibra, the next Taisus, Masha, there wasn't Garis what? It wasn't Garis this last line. And then we asked our own Kasha, if you don't have that last line, how do you read the Gemara? If you don't have that last line, how do you read the Gemara Bichlal? You know what I guess you could say? I guess you could say he didn't have Rav Gamliel Shalosh Brachas. He had the Chum saying Lo Klum. Maybe that's pshat. And then you figure out on your own by process of elimination. I understand, but it said Lo Kasha. As long as you have one sheet to saying that it's Brain of Falshas, you know by process of elimination, Rav Gamliel is the one who says what? Ala Michi.
Still has been.
That's what I'm trying to. I'm saying Mazma. Maybe that's what the Netziv would say back to us.
Either way, you would still.
Maybe he just didn't have the Girsa. Of Kol Kagon Pas Oriz V'Dolchen Ramil Brach Achman Sholosh. Maybe you just have a Chamron Lo Klum. And then you figure out that Rav Gamliel knows that. Maybe that's what you could say. But I want you to get that down, Lamaisa. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out. Okay? But that Gemara is very, very clear on Mendala that it's not called a Minchita when your Kais is a Chita. So what's the Re suffix at all? How can the Re say it's included in what? Mindogam of the Brisa here. It's not included in Mindogam. Mar says the Ferris, it's not. It's a Pella. That's what Rabbi Kivay was referring to. That's what the Netziv says, Rabbi Kivay was asking. Then he says, oh, our Taisus doesn't have that Girsa at all. Then we're pointing out, if you don't have that Girsa, so then, you know, Lamaisa, what are you going to do? Okay, what are you going to do, Lamaisa? How are you going to do that with the Pshat in the Gemara? Okay, fine, that's the second Mahalach. Okay, everyone got that? Okay, number three, let's go. Third Mahalach now I want to get, okay? Which I think we said yesterday, but I don't have to go over because it'll be a segue into what the word kafatz means. Okay, then we got to get this malach. Okay, let's get moving. Okay. The Taisus we said yesterday, Lamaisa, the Taisus we said yesterday, that we learned yesterday, brought up Rabbi Kiva's sheet about shlok. Shlok, what's shlok? Cooked vegetables, yes? You remember that?
No.
What'd you say? No, not this Tosis Lamaisa, not this Tosis Lamaisa, but Tosis brought up like on Daf what? Where was it Tosis? A Memdal and a Menalef. Yeah, Tosis Memdal and a Menalef brought it up. Okay, Tosis Memdal and a Menalef asked this Kasha, and Tosis said, "Yeah, we had it yesterday. We mentioned it yesterday in Shir. A Memdal and a Menalef. The Tosis Dir Maskel Rabbi Kiva, the third one. We said it yesterday. Nate, what does Rabbi Kiva say here? Look at the Mishnah." The Mishnah Memdal Amaral says, if you eat the Shiva Minim, what does the Gomel say? Sholos Brachos. What do the Chum say? Acha Brach Achzman Sholos. What does the Bikiva say? Filo Acha Shlak Vuhumazon Brach Sholos Brachos. He says, even if you cook the vegetable, you say three Brachos you bench. What does Rabbi Taisa say? Take a look at Memdal Amaral. The Bikiva Rafil Acha Shlak Vuhumazon Chule. Filo Domi Lahu Deliel. The Gomel Nasr Shus Rabbi Varach Chule. What's going on here, Lamaisa? I thought Rabbi Kiva says you have to bench. And earlier, what did Rabbi Kiva do? Rabbi Kiva said what? Brach achas men shalos. Steer in Rabbi Kiva. The shiny hachad ikpa mizani aleha. When Rabbi Kiva said that on cooked vegetables, you what? You bench. It's when you're kovei sud on it. Yes? When you're kovei sud. Okay. That was lamaisa, the taisis. Allah lamaisa. Okay, good. So, it could very well be that taisis fits beautifully into our Tosis. Why? Because what did our Tosis say, Noam? That when something you don't do bekvias Tosis l'shitaso, Rabbi Gamliel drops what? The bracha of Shalosh Brachas from benching to what? He benches it, he drops it from benching to what? To brachas mein Shalosh. So just like Rabbi Gamliel drops it, Rabbi Kiva drops it, right? The same svara appears in Tosis on Lamed Zayin Aleph and Memdal Amud Aleph. Okay? So the Rashba adds on Lamaisa, and Lamaisa, the Rashba adds on to this, okay? But before we mention the Rashba, does anyone else give that answer? Kvias. So Rabbi Yudah Chassid, Taisa Rabbi Yudah Chassid says along with the Taisvas that Lamaisa, when you eat dates, if you eat dates kedei lesovo, Rabbi Kiva says shalosh brachas. And that's what he means. I want you to get this lashon. Afilu acho shlak v'hu mizono. What does afilu mean? That's the mushroom. Yeah. Only when we need a kidei sovo do you say shalosh brachas. That's a pshat in Rabbi Kiva. Please get it. When you eat it, lamaisa kefilu sovo. That is the lamaisa Rabbi Kiva means to say. Okay, good. So Rabbi Yudah Chassid, the Tutaisim, fit in very well.
Afilu there means only?
Yeah, even if you would eat the shlak. No, it means even. Even if you eat anything, basically, in an open of kidei sovo, in the open of kovei mazon.
Where's it saying even the shlak compared to everything?
No, it means, even shlak, but if I eat it in a kovei suda manner, then you'll bench. That's the chiddush. Please get it. That's what Bikiva says. Okay. So the Rashba, in Dibra Maskel V'Nasan, which is the one we saw this morning, quotes, agrees with the Taisis, but he adds on a caveat to that, and that is the following, that Rabbi Kiva Lamaisa holds that in theory and lumdus, but Allah Lamaisa, he never did it practically. He would not be knowing kishitaso, he would hold like the Chachamim. And just like Rabbi Gamliel said, what are you sticking your head into a machlekes yachid rabim alach karabim, Lamaisa, so too the same thing, Rabbi Kiva Lamaisa in theory held this. Then anything you eat bekvias mazon lamaisa should get what benching, but he didn't hold of it alach lamaisa. He didn't do it alach lamaisa. This is what the Rashba quotes here lamaisa. Okay, in Dir Maskel V'Nasan. Okay, that's why Rabbi Kiva lamaisa. Because what's Rabbi Kiva doing? What is Rabbi Kiva saying? Kafetz and saying a nay brach achas min shalos. His sheet is benching. So one teretz is what. When you do it, what? Bekvias. Our sugi wasn't doing a bekvias. That's one answer. What's another answer? What's the other answer? The other answer is that what? Is that he would have, Lamaisa. The answer he would have, but he doesn't do it practically. Practically, he holds brach achas mein shalosh like the chacham. Okay? He doesn't do it practically, Lamaisa. But he himself would have held in the bismedrash. In shir, Lamaisa, he holds you mizon. If you're doing lekvias surah, you should bench. But practically, he would never do it. So those are the two answers to answer up the stira lamaisa. One is to say that sugi is talking about kviyas amemdalet, our sugi shalom bekviyas. The other answer is that he practically what? He would never do it himself. Okay. That's a segue into the following mahalach. Let's get it. Kafetz. What is the significance of kafetz? These two tirutzim, also the Meiri quotes, those two tirutzim we had, the Maskal Inyan, in the Meiri, he quotes these two tirutzim. Okay. So what does kafetz mean? It means jump. That's not what it means here. Okay? The Meiri says it means that he wanted to separate himself, that I'm not being motzi other people. He was kafetz abirich la'atzmo. Lo hodiya she'ene miskavel avarcha la'atzmo. Ve'ene miskavel la'zam la'hotzias acherim. Like Tyson said, Rabbi Kiva's Bavarach La'atzmo. Okay, good.
Who says this?
This is the Tyson. Tyson basically says that the Meiri speaks it out. That Kafetz is that he did not want to be much other people. He was Kafetz L'mayis. What do you mean it's a Chumrah?
Is it a Chumrah to say a Bracha by yourself and not be much other
people? Well, there's a notion of Rovam Hadash Melech, but that's if people don't know how to say the Bracha.
Maybe he's not.
He felt, well, it doesn't lend itself to bonding. See, Zimun with bread lends itself to bonding. This doesn't lend itself to bonding.
That makes sense. Don't
right, right, correct. And he held in the Sabbath. Let's go with Tysus. You're right. He held it was wrong. He held you cannot do it.
He held you can't?
Yeah, that's why he did it himself, Rabbi Kiva. That's why we got angry with him. Okay. This is the one shot of Kafetz. Please get it. Kafetz to separate himself. Kafetz of Birich La'atzmo. This is the Meiri with the Tysus. Basically, Tysus said it. We're upketaiching. Upketaiching is you're translating the words according to Tysus. Kafetz of Birich La'atzmo. Comes along the Slach and gives a different shot. Let's get it. Says the Slach, Lamaisa, okay? Says the Slach like this. The Slach, I want you to follow this. The Slach says it does mean quick. Jump means quickness. Usually jump is, jump doesn't always have to be quick, but here he means it means quickness. What do you mean quickness? You know why he did it quickly? Because he wanted to show respect to Rabbi Gamliel. Because if he would have delayed, Sam, if he would have delayed, you know what would have happened? Pauses a little bit, and then he starts. Baruch. Atah. What would have happened? And he wouldn't have said Nevarech, which means Zimun. Rabbi Gamliel would have what? Would have understood that this man, Rabbi Kiva, is about to say what? Alaitz, or Alamichia. Alaitz Valpriyaitz. Because he's saying Baruch, Atah. He would have stopped him. Excellent. He would have stopped him. He would have stopped him. Baruch, no. He says, Baruch, Atah. He would have stopped him at Atah before he got to Shem Hashem. Hold on. You're saying good. He would have stopped him. 1 second. And Rabbi Kiva would have continued, and that would have been, really been a chutzpah. That would have been a real rebellion going against Beferish, the Tzivui of the Nasi.
I mean, he went against
one sec. But that would have been highlighted it strongly. Get it down. Therefore, he said the bracha quickly, where he quickly said bracha Tashem, where I already said Shem Malchus, and therefore, even though Rabbi Gamliel thought it was wrong, he would not have been mafsikim, so it wouldn't be a bracha levatala, and therefore it wouldn't have created a scenario that he's rebelling with his mouth, mamish b'shas maisa. That's how isn't that a beautiful pshat? That's what the Slach says, kafetz. He jumped at it to say, bracha Hashem real quick, and not to say nevarach. If he would have delayed, and say, baruch, what are you doing? Say nevarach, say zimun. And he wouldn't have listened. He would have gone fight. There would have been a chutzpah against who? Would have been a real lack of derech eretz to the Nasi. But now that he goes fast, bracha Hashem, he didn't have the ability to mafsik him and still go vayter, which is a terrible, disrespectful, and a rebellion against the Nasi. You follow what I'm saying? Yes?
Yeah.
Why did they make Rabbi Kiva the Nasi? What's the Gemara saying in Chaf Chesim and Aleph?
Because he was a
he didn't have yuchsin. He didn't have yuchsin. Lashon Gemara didn't have yuchsin. Yeah, it wasn't have yuchsin. Yeah, it wasn't have yuchsin. He didn't have yuchsin. Okay. But he didn't have heritage. Okay, whatever it is, Lamaisa. The bottom line is, I want you to get these two pshatim of what kafetz means. You got this? Nate, clear? Yeah, go ahead.
What's the dir
maskel of the slach? The slach's dir maskel kafetz. Dir maskel kafetz. On that lashon. It's a very beautiful pshat, Lamaisa. Okay. Now this leads us to the following, okay? Let's get this, guys. You ready, Nate? Proud of you guys, even though you're hungry and thirsty, you gotta persevere, focus. Why is it, Lamaisa? Yeah? And I was upset at myself. I really didn't ask this question. What is Rav Gamliel yell at him about? He says, you put your head in what?
Machlokes.
Let me ask you a question. What does Rav Gamliel want him to do?
Put his head in
machlokes. Basically. Aren't you saying, by you bench, if you following my shita, isn't that also putting your head in a machlokes? It's putting your head even in a bigger machlokes. You're holding the yachid. That's not what he said. That's not what it said. That's not what it said. I hear what you're saying, but that's not what it says, Sam. I hear what you're saying. It's a good thought. That's not what it says. You're Tom Rosh Kamen Amachlaikis. No? Okay, I hear you. I hear you. I want you to get this kasha down, though, okay?
It's because he's not. He's sticking his head in the Machlaikis because if Rabbi Gamliel tells him what to do and then he follows Rabbi Gamliel, so that's not sticking his head in the Machlaikis. It's just I'm following the Nasi. The Nasi told me what to do. So
but the Nasi's argued upon, though. There's other shittas, no? Okay. All right. So you're embellishing what Sam's saying, okay? You're giving the Parish Rashi on Sam's shot. You're giving the Parish Rashi and Sifta Chachamim on Sam's shot. Okay. All right. Let's give a few answers. We don't have time to do all of them today. Maybe we'll do them on Wednesday, okay? But we'll see. I want to just give two, three answers today. Number one, here we go. The Sefer Chafetz Hashem was written by the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Okay? Chafetz Hashem. Yes. Chafetz Hashem was written by the Rishon Letzion was written by the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. And the Rishon Letzion was written by the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Chavetz Hashem, let's check on. I'm not sure who wrote that. But the Rishon Letzion was written by the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. Okay, now listen to this.
This
Chavetz Hashem and the Shnos Eliyahu. You know who wrote the Shnos Eliyahu? The Vilna Gaon. Shnos Eliyahu is the Gaon's parish in Mishnayos. Now listen to this. It's on Mishnah Ches. They asked this exact kasha. What on earth was Rav Gamliel thinking? Yes? Yeah, this is the kasha. I want you to identify the kasha. Chavetz Hashem Shnosel asked the kasha we just asked. You were mechavin Noam. What kind of das is Rav Gamliel saying, Rabbi Kiva? He also is machnas himself to a matzah of a machlekes. Okay. So the first teretz is want to give is from the Chavetz Hashem himself. He answers that the bracha achas mein sholosh does not pot the brikas a muzzle. Does not. Get it down. It does not pot the brikas a muzzle. On the other hand, brikas a muzzle does pot the alamichya. That's what he holds. We'll have to see later in the year how we paskin like that. But Rav Gamliel holds, in order to be motzi his hide out of a machloikis, he said Rabbi Kiva should have benched. Because according to everyone, benching takes care of what? Birch achas mein sholosh, at least according to this sheet. Please get it. One sec, Sam. And the fact that he said brach achas mein sholosh put his head into a machlokes because he's paskening what brach achas mein sholosh, which does not what. If you hold like the sheet of birkas a muzzle, it doesn't pat you birkas a muzzle. So you did a you didn't you, what you did was chutzpah. Says Rav Gamliel Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says back to him. You know what? He says back to him. Shalom hichnis rosh shalom machlokes lachriach midaito. Right, the fact that he said brach achas mein sholosh is because of what? Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. You follow me? Rabbi Kiva says back to him. Shelo ichnis. He didn't nichnis rosh shel machlokes lachriya midaito. Right, to go away from him. He was just following the what? The principle of what? Yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. You follow me? You got this? So it comes out l'maisa. This whole teretz is preface based on what premise? Noam? That Birkas a Muslim, what? Patters you for Bakachas Men Shalosh. The Rishon Letzion rejects this answer and says not true, because we paskin not that way. We paskin that Birkas a Muslim does not what? Yeah, and it wasn't written by the Aruch Haim. He quotes this Terence of the Chavetz Hashem. But you follow what I'm saying? He says that this is not right because we don't hold like that. We hold that because well, it doesn't pater ala michya. So you can't give that terence. Okay, fine. But please get that answer. And the truth is, that would have been the safest bet. If you hold a shita that it works, just say that. The fact that you went out of your way and did that, lamaisa was wrong, and you were machlish yourself in a machlaikis. Because if you'd have done it the other way, you'd be good no matter what. Rabbi Kiva says, you know what? I didn't do the wrong thing. I followed Yachad Rab, Malacha Rab, and that's it. Okay, that's one answer. Number two. Can't hear you. Still what?
The answer is still because you don't hold up the sheet that you're going to hold.
Yeah, yeah. That sheet to hell like you could, Lomais. Okay. That's number one, Terrence. Number two. The Rishon LeZion, who is Noach HaKadosh, Noam, get it, and the Chidah, and the Pesach Einayim, say like this. They give a different teretz. They say the Taina Reb Gamliel was the following. Was, why didn't Rabbi Kiva ask what the din is? That was his Taina on him. Why'd you jump the gun? You should have asked the Shiloh. You jumped up, and you said a bracha, and you paskin la'alacha midaito. That's the Lashon Kafetz Ubirech. Why does it have to say Kafetz? He was Mekabel Rishus already. Because he's paskin it. I understand, but he should have asked the Shiloh, what should I do?
But I
understand that, but you got to be communicate. He said you should have communicated. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. Rabbi Kiva says, I don't need to ask you a question about that. It's Yadua, Yochev Rabba, Lachka Rabba.
So you wonder what you're going to go, Rabbi Gamliel, what do you want me to say? And Rabbi Gamliel go, oh, I need to say Rechad Mazar, don't say I love you. And Rabbi Gamliel go, okay. And then
right.
Say,
I want you to, because you want to communicate. Are you sure you want me to do this? It's against the Chachamim. You should have communicated. That's the second territory of Rishon LeZion. Okay? Let's give three and four, and then we got to go on to other Mahalo. There's other teretzim, but we'll see, maybe another time we'll give. The third teretz is from the Gaon himself. The Shnos Eliyahu and the Otzer Chaim say, Rabbi Gamliel holds b'dieved and dates. The Gaon himself, the Shnos Eliyahu, and the Otzer Chaim. Okay? The Gaon says, it's actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Beis Os Lamed Daled. Reish Beis Biragra Os Lamed Daled. It's quoted there, Bekitzer. Listen to this answer. We actually touched upon this very briefly. I don't know if you guys remember it. On Yud Beis Amad Aleph, where there's a Shita of Rabbi Gamliel that says, on dates, you say Birkas HaMazon. On dates, you say Birkas HaMazon. Right? B'dievi Yotze on dates with Birkas HaMazon. Okay? Rabbi Gamliel held that. B'dievi Yotze on dates, Birkas HaMazon. Okay? Now, L'chadchila, you shouldn't say Birkas HaMazon on dates. But B'dievi Yotze, there's a machloikis, and the suffek, how do we paskin? Is that considered to be a B'dievi? When you're not sure how to paskin, is that considered B'dievi or not? If you're not sure how to paskin, is that considered a B'dievi situation? And therefore what? I can say what? Birkas HaMazon, and I'm fine. B'dievi situation. Mashain Kane, when you say what? When you say the bracha of Main Shalosh, you're not Yotze Kornar Gamliel. So that's why he got upset with them. What'd you say?
It should obviously be
the Avad,
no?
It's not so poshut. He's saying you did the wrong thing. You're not sure how to paskin, so you should have done B'dievet. B'dievet is the same thing of not knowing how to paskin. B'dievet usually is you are already after the fact. That's what usually B'dievet is. But maybe B'dievet all means you don't know what to do. So B'dievet, let me say Birkas HaMazon. That's what you should have done, he says to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, no. Yachid Ram Halach Kirabim, and that's not true, Lomaisa. You did the wrong thing by saying Main Shalosh. Because you're not Yotze. At least you would have been Yotze B'dievet. At least you would have been Yotze B'dievet, Halach Lomaisa. There's a Machloikis Lomaisa. Maybe that's considered to be what? B'dievet. That's what you should have done. Okay? That's considered, you know, also because why? Yeah, like Nate said, you also have to go, you're basically refusing what he said, which is not a nice thing. That's also B'dievet. You can add that on in your notes too. It's also uncomfortable to do against what he's saying. That's also B'dievet. Yeah, go ahead, Noah.
Like on that point.
Yes.
Halacha Kabbalah, but at what point do you go with your Rebbe? Like, he's your Rebbe. He
passes Halacha, so he's something like you do. He was the, I can add on to your question, make it even stronger. He was the Nasif Klal Yisrael. That's why. Okay, you can and maybe add on. You're saying good. It's a good svar. He was the Nasi. Well, we're going to see if he was his Rebbe. We're going to see about that. But you could say he's the Nasi. He was a Nasi. He was the Gadol Hador. So to him, everything he's the Nasi. Okay, you know, like Tais says about Baba Kama, the Malvej. You're saying the Gadol Hador. To you mean to everyone? To the Gadol Hador is everyone's Rebbe. You're saying, okay. Maybe that adds on. Maybe that's what upset him also. And he says, no. Yachad Rav, Lachad Rav. That's the din. The din is not that way. Okay, but that's the answer that what? That's the answer that I want you to get from the Gaon. And the last answer I want to give today is from the Shar HaTzion himself. The Mishnah Berurah. And the Shar HaTzion. Kuf Samaches Ayin Aleph. Please get it. Kuf Samaches Ayin Aleph. The Shar HaTzion asks this question. The Shar HaTzion answers that if you eat the Kedei Sviya, and when you bench, you're chayv to bench min haTorah according to Gamliel. But since it's a Savik D'Oraisa, you have to what? You have to bench. And he said to him, why are you getting into a Savik L'Maisa? You are in a situation, you're not sure what to do. Rabbi Gamliel says, Rabbi Kiva, you should have benched. Savik D'Oraisa. You should have said three brachas. You don't know what to do, you should be machmer. You ate a whole meal, L'Maisa. This is assuming again, you what? It's assuming again you ate bikvius. Okay, I want you to get that.
He's not sure if he clearly knew, if he was clearly sure to say.
No, because it seems to be that they ate a shear that the chayv and yiraisa. So you have to say shalosh brachos according to Gamliel, right? Yeah, so you don't know who to hold like. That's a savik yiraisa. I understand that, but it wasn't just you ate a kazayah, so you chayv the benchman rabbanu. You chayv the benchman atayra. And if you're in such a situation, what should you have done? I understand. That's why he got upset with him. He says, you should say shalosh brachos. And what does Rabbi Kiva say back to him? It's not a suffix. Yochid Ram, Yochid Ram, it's not a suffix. I'm not the suffix. That's the give and take. Please get that. That's what Shar HaTzion says. Because they ate Kedei Sviya. Whenever you ate Kedei Sviya, you're chayv the bench from the Torah. What the bench? That's either three brachos like Ramil or brachachos and shalosh. But it's a suffix to Yeraisa. On a suffix to Yeraisa, what are you playing games for? He said, what are you doing? Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean, what am I doing? It's not a suffix. It's not a suffix at all. That was the dialogue back and forth. That's what the Shar HaTzion is. A very sharp answer. You follow me?
You have to bench if it's even a suffix.
If you ate enough to your satiation, you're chayv the benchman at Torah Kiva. So it's a suffix to Raisa Lamai. So what do you, just say shalosh brachas. Now that's assuming.
I wouldn't say that though.
I can't hear you.
No, but I wouldn't say that. It's clear that it would be still be.
No, I thought you were going to say this answer probably is assuming that what? But if you what I'm saying to you is if you bench Lamaisa, but if you hold Brach Achaz Ben Shalosh, maybe they're mutually exclusive. Huh? This answer doesn't work unless you say that benching would cover what? Brach Achaz Ben Shalosh. No?
Right.
Because if I hold that it was a Brach Achaz Ben Shalosh, I'm not Yotzi with my benching. So what are you accomplishing by somebody you write? You follow me? I'm saying the Shar HaTzion is assuming, like that first answer we gave from who? From the Chofetz Hashem, that Birkas HaMazon is what? Does be Moses. Everyone follow what I'm saying? How can you understand what I'm saying? You say something to your rice and you choose one, but how do you know that's right? So I'm saying he's assuming that that was the cobalt. I want you to get that down. That's what the Shar HaTzion is assuming. Because if I don't assume like that, then it doesn't hold any water. You know what I'm saying? Now let me ask you, am I right about that? I want you guys to think, am I right about that? Am I right about the fact that you have to assume the Shar HaTzion is assuming that Birkas HaMazon themselves solves everything? Yeah, you think so? You think I'm right about that, Jacob?
Maybe not.
I don't think I'm right about that. Why not? Because generally the bracha of Brach Achaz Ben Shalosh, unless you hold like the Rashba, and then also the Rosh is always what? Is Durabanan anyway. So I understand, but the Chiyuv Bracha is only Durabanan. So what I'm saying to you, I want you to get this down in your notes. What I said before is wrong probably. Because we generally assume Brach Achaz Ben Shalosh is not the Raisa. Durabanan, we don't hold like the Rosh, but Rabbi Yonah. Can't say that Bir Alacha was assuming that. So therefore, what he said to him is, Rav Gamliel yells at Rabbi Akiva, he says, what are you doing? You ate Kedei Sviya, I only got a bench, it's a subject to rise, you should have benched. By you saying what, Alamichia, you're making a declaration that what? that it wasn't wrong, that it was for sure it should be alamichia. So I'm saying to you, oh, is that based on the background that Birkas HaMazon covers everything? No, you don't have to say that. What he was yelling at me is that Birkas HaMazon is diraisa, and the benching is diraisa. But your choice, your sheet of alamichia, and your choice is only a chiv in the Rabbanon. So what are you doing, lamaisa?
It's not something diraisa thing if you say it's a Rabbanon.
What'd you say?
But on the
side that you had the bench, you was a Safik
Diraisa. So
right. Right. Correct. And if you don't end up saying the Alamicha, you lost out on only a Din Rabbanan. So I think you have to say the step before I just said is not right. Because I'm very happy about that now, because we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin because a Muslim pockets you from Alamicha. If you bench by accident, you still gotta say Alamicha. So I don't want to say the Shartzin is holding like that assumption, which we don't possibly like. Shartzin is Allah Lamaisa. You follow what I'm saying? That's what you got to say. It's a sharp fork. Follow me?
By all bracha achrona, if you don't know what you're doing, there's no like wild card.
Correct. Well said. There's no wild card. There's no shahakol. There's no mazonos. Remember we learned mazonos is on everything except water and salt? Remember we mentioned that in that suit. You don't remember that? Lama Gov by the Shemin. Only things that Mazonos is a bracha kol elis too. Shackles everything. There is no such thing by bracha achron. Well said. So I'm saying this Shartzin is not assuming like the Rosh when they're been here. We can write a whole shtickle Torah on this. Yeah, go ahead, Jake. Jacob. Kuf Samaches Os Ayin Aleph. Os Ayin Aleph. Give them the Marmakimus. Os Ayin Aleph. Please look it up. Okay? Please look it up. And we're not assuming that he's assuming that Birkas HaMazon. He's coming from that perspective. Rabbi Kiva turns back to Rabbi Gomez and says, what are you talking about? I'm not Mesupik. Yochev Rabbi Machron is not a Sufik. It's not an issue of making a Sufik, making it Bidyevin. Lamais. It's not a Sufik at all. It's a beautiful vort, Lamais. It's a beautiful Chiddush. That was the discussion. I can't hear you. Because there's a psak, a directive of Kiva. When I have Yochev against Rabbi, how do I paskin? I go, well, Rabbim. I'm not Mesupik Ahara Paskin. Not Mesupik at all, none whatsoever. You follow what I'm saying?
This is all assuming that we're not having the bread meal, we're only having the meal dates.
Yes. We're not holding like the ribe. We're not holding like the ribe. Correct. Okay? You got this? So let's go over this whole shtickle. What did you say, Jacob?
Yeah. Just eating Kedei Sevira and require because of Muslim, isn't that only when you eat pas?
No. What does it say? Vachalta. Savata, Uveirachta. Look at Daf Memdalad. Memdalad's Urgal Mil says that that pasuk refers all the Shevis Aminim. And the pasuk says Savata. Why should there be only a Kedei Sevira by Pas? Not true. Once I expand benching to all the foods, it's got to be Kedei Sevira. You're plugging in the pasuk. The pasuk's talking about all the Shevis Aminim. Look up Memdalad. Lamute Kasisa. Kosachita. Because that's your train like that, because we don't hold a Urgal Mil. But you need Kedei Sevira. The case is you ate Kedei Sevira. That's what he says. He ate Kedei Sevira. That's why I wanted you to get down to your notes. I'm glad he asked me that. That's against who? That's against that Rashba that said what? Not against. It's against the Rashba and the Taisa, Mem Dao, that said our sugi was not Bikfias. Remember? He said they didn't eat a Bikfias. You're sitting down having dates. Poshim Shaira was Bikfias. It's smack against that Taisus. Rebbe Kiva and Mem Dao was what you ate Kviya Suda. Here, not by us. What do you mean? Poshim Shad, you ate the Kviya Suda. And who says it? Mishabru says Mishar Sin, you ate Kedei Sevira. Okay, let's chazen this over. Let's say it over now. Please get it. You got this? Let's go over. What was the Kasha? The Gon asks in what Sefer? You guys got to know this. Bruch, Shnosei Liao. Sam, the Gon says in Shnosei Liao. What does he ask? What he did is what? Shnosei Liao, the Chavetz Hashem. What he did is what? By doing Rav Lili, also Machlis Rosh Machlekes. What do we expect from Rabbi Kiva? What do you want from me? You know how people always say, what do you want from me? That's basically what Rabbi Kiva is saying back to him. This Kash is saying, what do you want from me? No matter what you do, you're Machlis Rosh Machlekes. Why didn't the Gemara say that? That's how Rabbi Kiva said. He didn't say, what do you want from me? What did Rabbi Kiva say? He said, Yachim Ramelach Yerav. Okay. So what are the four Tirutsim? First Tirutsim of the Chavit Hashem that said what? You should have done the smart thing and saying Birkas HaMazon covers Alamichim, which we don't hold like. But that would have covered everything. By you not doing that, you made a statement and you put yourself Machlis Machlekes. You know what, Rabbi Kiva? I did not, because Yochanan Ramelach Rabin, I did the right thing. First teretz. What's number two? Rishon Lezion Pesach Hanayim. They don't like that teretz because we don't hold like that Lamaisa. We hold they're mutually exclusive. So what was the covet of Birech? Excellent. Lamaisa should have asked them what the din was. Communicate properly. Rabbi Kiva Lamaisa says, I don't need to ask the din. I know the din. Yakaram Lakarab. I learned this in, we learned this in, you know, Misifta. Okay. Number three. The Gon and Otzer Chaim. Based on the Gemara where? What does the Gemara say? Bidiyavit if you what? What's Bidiyavit if you bench? Bothers me a little bit because on Memdal and Manach, we just learned the Mishnah, etc. Gamliel says you bench. Why is it? Why is the Gemara in your base only say Bidiyavit? Can't hear you. What?
I'm saying stop it also.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, that's a kasha. All right, we got to figure it out. But I guess they understood the Mishnah on the Bidiyavit level. What level? No, they said it's on a Bidiyavit level. Yeah, he says, Dafilu Siyam Abinu Yatza. That's what you have to say. No, no, it means like this. Rabbi Gamliel held the Chachila, you bench. But we ourselves hold that Bidiyavit, if you did bench on the Shiva Seminu, you'd be Yatza Bidiyavit. You follow what I'm saying? I can't hear you. What?
We ourselves hold it by the Shiva Seminu, you'd be Bidiyavit, you'd say Bidiyavit. Yeah.
I couldn't hear you. What?
We ourselves hold that your b'di'evid yotzi by the shows made by Rechav Muslim.
That's correct.
Because of Rabbi Gamliel said.
Yes, correct. But Rabbi Gamliel himself personally held it on a chachila way.
That makes more sense.
Yes, that is the pshat. Okay. So the Vilna Gaon says, you know what? If you have a machloikis and you have a suffek, that's considered to be like b'di'evid. So what did you do? You should have what? You should have just said the safe bracha, since your yotze be the evan with benching, just go with Shalos brachas. Sam, you got me? So what does Rabbi Kiva say back to him? What does Rabbi Kiva say back to him, Lamaisa? Rabbi Kiva says what? Halacha rabbi, halacha rabin, Lamaisa. Right? You know, you're not, Masha'en Kain, when you say bracha, achmen shol yotze b'chlal, you're not, it's, don't say it like that, it's the fourth answer. The response of Rabbi Kiva is, what Rabbi Gamliel is yelling at him is, you didn't do anything like me. You made no effort to follow my shita. You could have done something to Yotze my shita. By saying something what? Sholos brachos, b'di'evid you hold of. And you went out of your way to do something that Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold of at all. And Rabbi Kiva responds back, he says, you know what, you're right. But yachad rabbi lachad rabbi. Do you understand what I'm saying, Nate? You got that? That's the third answer. Not that it's not a suffix at all. It's a, the truth is, you had a way to make everything fine. And at b'di'evid level, you could have held like me. And you didn't. You follow what I'm saying? Yes? Number four. What's number four? Shartzian. Shartzian says, you ate k'dei sviya, which we said is a smack against the tisis. You ate k'dei sviya, you're chayv min ha-taira. And basically, what you'd have done, you should have done Shalos brachas. Aye, we said, isn't that also supposing that that also is motzi you what? Al Michi? No, it's not. Al Michi is drabbanan. We're not holding the Rashman of Iniona. I'm sorry, Rashman the Rush. We don't hold like that. And the Mice, it's only drabbanan. So, on a Sofek Yeraisa, do the Sofek Yeraisa. He says, to me, it wasn't a Sofek. Not knowing how to paskin is not a Sofek. Because I knew how to paskin. Yochid Rabbi Lachid Rabbin, that's not a Sofek. And the Brokers made Sholos, and that's it. Done. So, I did nothing wrong. I was not in the form of a what? I was not in the form of a suffix. So don't tell me. That's what Rabbi Kiva is telling Rabbi Gamliel. I was not in the form of a suffix. You got it? Now, no one brought up, okay? No one brought up, and I want you to get this. I didn't give this to you, the Rishash, but I want you to look it up if you get a chance. The Mishnah says in Maisha Sheni, it's a Taisis, Gemara quotes it in Bamatziah David Beis. There's a Mishnah in Maisha Sheni, Perek Tes, Hey Mishnah Tes. They were all on a boat. All the time we're on a boat. And the Gemara talks about how to do my Shasheni there. You remember the Gemara and Bob Mitzia? Yeah. Good for you guys. Yeah. Mishnah says they were all there. Yes? So basically, why did Rabbi Gamliel give Rabbi Kiva to say the bracha? Wasn't Rabbi Yeshua the Rabbi of Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Kohen. Right? Shouldn't he have been Makdim? He should have been Makdim Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva. Who says they were there? That's what he said. He says they were there. Yeah, okay.
Moshe Rabbeinu should have gotten over him
too. Who says they were there? I guess, what'd you say?
Moshe Rabbeinu probably should have gotten over him too. Doesn't
Well, the Gemara says Menachos Daf Chav Tes that Rimashir Ben Tak asked the Hebishter, why are you giving me the Torah? Give it to Rabbi Kiva. And he said, Stok. He said, Stok, when you Stok. Says, don't ask. Hashem said, don't ask me any kashas. Gavriel, you okay? Don't ask me any kashas, he said. Davister said, Stok, when you Stok. Okay? You with me? Okay, now listen to this. You're right. But I want you to look up that Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that all these stories that are said was a story when they're all together. That is the assumption. You with me?
I have to run the phone. Right?
Okay, that's the assumption. You'll get this from you get this from Jacob. Please get it. Why did he? The assumption is, as Nate said, that they're all together. Why did he, Rabbi Gamliel, give the Rishus to Rabbi Kiva? He should have given it to Rabbi Kiva's rabbi, who was Rabbi Shua, or should have given it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, who was the Kohen. Rishash asked this kasha. Yes. The Ramasko Maisa. Yes. Why did Rabbi Gamliel mechaber Rabbi Kiva? Should have been mechaber who? The Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva was Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari was the Kohen. So what's the answer?
They weren't there.
The answer is, and then Menoam says the same answer. No, because Rabbi Gamliel gave Rabbi Kiva the Rishus because he thought he would say benching. Because what did Rabbi Kiva say in Mendalit? Even Shlak, Mizono, you bunch. So he wanted someone to do like Yeshita. He knew Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari were not going to. Very sharp answer. And therefore he gave him that, Lamaisa. You got that? He gave him that. Okay? Yes. Okay. Now this leads to the following. Let's close with this. Okay? We'll pick it up on Wednesday. Okay? Bezat Hashem. If guys are not going to the rally, please learn. Okay? Okay? If you are going to the rally, then you mechazik klal Yisrael. Okay? Now let's get the last shot. Okay? We'll have to continue on Wednesday with this. We know, halacha lemaisa, that on rice we say mizonos and brenafoshos. Okay? It's clear like that from the Gemara. Kan Rav Gamliel, kan Chachamim. We figured it out. And that's what we do, halacha lemaisa. Lebesof lo klum, and that's the din. Okay, that's halacha, and I want to ask what the svara is. Why? Why is this? Why is this that on the rice we say a brain of fashos halacha lo maisa? Why is it that we say alamichia? I'm sorry, we say abizonos and a brain of fashos. Okay, why is this so? So, and that was the maskanas of Gemara. We learned it lo maisa. I want to know what the svara is, guys. Okay? So I gave you the Rush. The Rush in Simen Ches says a beautiful Sfara. He says that even though Or is not Chamesh Aminim, but it's called Mazon. It's Maspiya V'soed Alev. You say Brehman and Mazonos. But why is there no Brach Achas Mein Sholosh? Sam? Because not from the Shivas Aminim. And the Brach Achas Mein Sholosh is only enacted on what? The Shivas Aminim. Plain and simple. That's what the Rush says. Okay? Please get it. It's Soed V'Lev. You guys tell me, where do you see in the Gemara that it was Mizonos and Abrena Fashos? Where does it say it, Beferish? Mizonos and Abrena Fashos? You have it there. You tell me, where does it say it? It says it Beferish, no? Where does it say you say Abrena Fashos? Lafuke what? Well, I can't hear you, go ahead. Where does it say that Or is Beferish, you say what? Abrena Fashos, right? Yes? Remember it said of that? But it said Shaakon Brain of Fashos. But it said it's a Maisa Kedera. So what was the Gemara's answer? We slug him up only vis a vis what? Exactly. The Tiyufta Rav Shmuel was that on the Iris. That what? We slug him up on the Bracha Rishona, but not on the what? Not on the Bracha Achrona, right? We slug him up on the Bracha Rishona, not on the Bracha Achrona. But what's the svar? The svar is that a rice you say mazonos because mazon v'soy leiv. Why don't you say alamichia? Because not from the shivas aminim. Oh, with that in mind, let's close with this, okay? And then we'll pick it up lamais on Wednesday with this, and we got to go vital a little bit, okay? We're going to see when we're going to chazal. We have to decide. But I want you to give this talmid Rabbi Yoina. How do you be maz with the brisa now, according to the maskana? The maskana is what a noam. Mizonos and what else? Brain of Fashos. How do you plug that into Bryson now? What did the Brisa say? Al oriz is maisa kdeira. Didn't it say that?
Yeah.
It says al pas oriz dolkin kamaisa kdeira. What does kamaisa kdeira mean now? Leaning to what? The bracha rishona. You say it's a maisa kdeira brehman mazonos. But you don't have to say what? The answer of what? What was the answer you didn't like? Kamaisa kdeira, lo kamaisa kdeira. Kamaisa kdeira, you said a bracha in the beginning, and then we had to say tupshat on the answer. Now you don't have to say that anymore. Like we said in the Havamina. What is the answer? The answer is it fits very beautifully. When it says, Bavarach t'chilu v'sof kim b'isek deira, what does it mean? You say Abracha t'chilu v'sof, but what's the comparison? The comparison is like what you say Amazonos in the beginning. The Abracha is you say Amazonos. Not that what you say Abracha, that was obvious like everyone asked. Now the price is very good, Lamaisa. Now the price is very good. Excellent, Lamaisa. That's what he says, Beferish, according to what? According to the way we paskin. That's what it means now, the Netziv adds on. Bryce says, T'chilu v'sof, k'maisa k'deira. The Kavan is Barach and T'chilu v'sof. The Dimui, the Maisa k'deira, is only vis-a-vis the Brehmin Mizonos, but not the Gavin, the Barach Achrona. You don't say Alamichia. So it comes out very good now, the Maisa. It's not just you say a Bracha. What is the Bracha, Gabriel? The Bracha is Mizonos. That's a comparison. Okay. But he goes on and he says something else. And what is that? Maybe you could say it like Rav Gamliel. What does Rav Gamliel say? What does Rav Gamliel? What bracha do you say on rice according to Rav Gamliel? What bracha achron do you say? Yeh main shalosh. Maybe that's what the price is going like Rav Gamliel. Then on pas oriz you say kamaisa kedera, you say mezonos and alamichia. Straight up. Maybe the price is exactly like who? Maybe the price is exactly like who? Rav Gamliel. No, that was the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara was the answer. That wasn't the Brisa. The Gemara said, Kemaisa Loka. That was the Gemara, but the Brisa is Kemaisa Kedera. It means Kemaisa Kedera, like Rav Gamliel.
Why didn't the Gemara suggest that?
The Gemara wasn't commenting on that top Brisa. The Gemara was asking a steer between what? The Gemara was asking a steer between Lamasof, Achas Lo Klum, and Afa Bishah Afa Prusas. This Brisa in the middle. Vatanya, right? Akaisa Chitav, Tachnafara was referring to this Brisa. Keep in mind the different Brisas. This price on the very top, Vatanya, right, said Kamaisa Kedera wasn't dealt with in the bottom of the Gemara. You follow me, you guys? That's why I want you to chazan this almost strong. You know everything clear. You follow me, Jacob? That price wasn't dealt with. Now that I turn around and know everything, go back to that top price, which wasn't dealt with. What is Kamaisa Kedera? Okay, it's Kamaisa Kedera that vis-a-vis the Bracha Rishon HaMazon. That's if you hold it, it's like the Chachamim. But if you want to say it's like a Gamaliel, it fits like a sleeve. Fits like a glove. That what? Kamaisa Kedera, you say Mezainas and Alamechia. You follow me? That's the Brisa there. I want you to know the Brisa so well. That Brisa wasn't dealt with, remember? It was the middle Brisa and the Lo B'Sof Lo Klum was the steer. Okay. All right, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. A good rest of the fast. Proud of you guys. And even if you didn't.